Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today. We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God was saying then and what he's saying to us now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today in Psalm chapter 22, verse 1. If you have a Bible in hand, that's ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David here is writing a psalm that's heavy, it's hard, it's dark, it's sad, it's prophetic. Jesus used some of these words on the cross. David continues at the end of verse 1, "Why are you so far from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night, and I am not silent." David started the psalm saying, "My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me?" And he says here, "Why are you so far from the words of my groaning?" David was a man after God's own heart. He wrote the songs that we sing. He wrote the psalms that we pray. He wrote these words here that God recorded in scripture. And he, somebody who walks closely with God, is groaning with God, is crying out to God. In fact, he continued in verse 2, "Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer." Like when the sun's out, I'm crying out to you. Like I'm not going about my life in a normal way today. I'm not happy. I'm not normal. Things are not okay. I am crying out to you all day long. And the words I'm crying out, he says in verse 1, they're groaning. The Bible says creation itself is groaning. Like we are on a groaning planet with groaning people. We have some deep embedded pain and problems that we have to have a place to express them. And that is to God. It is a normal human experience to be struggling in our soul. This groaning. David had it. Jesus is having it on the cross, and we have it. Maybe today you would just say, "God, help me understand that these trials that I go through at times, they're reflections of this broken world. Help me understand that this doesn't mean that you've forsaken me. This means I am on a broken planet with broken people, and I am among them." The end of verse 2 says, "I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night, and am not silent." Some translations would say, "and you're silent." David here says, "I'm not even silent at night. I'm calling out during the day, and I'm calling out at night. I'm not silent even in the night." He just keeps crying out to the Lord. This is a mark of a person of prayer. I continue crying out to God, even when I don't seem to be getting a response. I just keep crying out to him. David said, "You don't answer me. You've forsaken me. You're far from me." But he just keeps crying out during the day and during the night. He's not even silent at night. Part of our prayer life is that we persevere in prayer. We continue praying. And sometimes we don't even feel like we're getting an answer. So why do we do it? Because God has called us to. He's told us to. Jesus taught on prayer and said that we just keep praying, regardless of what we see the response is. That's part of the process of prayer, that we're praying even through silence because God is doing something in us. Maybe today you would say, "God, I will persevere in prayer even if I feel like it's not working, even if I feel like you're not answering me, because you told me to. I will persevere in prayer. I will continue praying." There is something absolutely holy, full of grace, that God Himself would allow us to, invite us to, instruct us to, cry out to Him. The eternal, uncreated God is somehow, for some reason, interested in a relationship with me and with you. It's His radical grace. And our expression of that is gratitude and worship. And we would tell God now, God, thank you that you invite me, someone like me, to cry out to you. You want me to call out to you during the day and during the night. You're interested in me. You've made yourself available to me by your grace of Jesus. Thank you. Let's pray these verses together now. God, thank you again that you have put a person like David in front of us to show us that people who love you and that you love will go through hard times. And you've invited us to continue calling out to you, to continue crying out by day and night with our prayers. And we will pray. Even if we don't feel like we're hearing back from you, we will pray to you because you've called us to. And we trust that prayer is a process that's doing some work in our life, even if we don't see it. We love you, Jesus. We pray this in your great name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with 7. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing His Word, living our life for Him. We hope that Start with 7 is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing Him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.